95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, this coming Friday, 9 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m., we got more chances for you to see those guys and Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and all the rest there on Gilligan's Island out at the Power Trip. We're going to be giving away tickets again this Friday, 9 a.m., noon, and 5, and then with JD all weekend. There'll be a whole bunch of chances to get in. Tickets available right now for the show, October 6th, 7th, and 8th out at Empire Polo Club. You can go to hell. Where is it you go to get your tickets? Is it in your butt?
Powertrip.live.
Yeah, exactly. And why don't you go do that?
That is a week for, it's a 2 weeks away.
Yeah, exactly.
That's insane.
I know. That crept up quick, didn't
it? Wow, yeah. We were saying October. It sounded like forever.
And ever and ever. And now here it is.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? Give me five.
Who?
Songs with who in the title.
Yeah, the word who appears somewhere in the title. I think we'll probably do where and when and why this week. Hell, why not?
All right. That's hell?
Hell. Yeah, let's do that. There's quite a few of those, actually.
You can now talk to ChatGPT. It's a new feature.
I saw this, and it's kind of weird. You know, our pal Trixie is going to talk to us about it, right? You know, I want to see Trixie set up a GPT and see if we can figure out that it's not actually him. Do you know what I mean?
No. I don't.
Like, set up an AI and see if we can actually
tell whether it's him or not.
Yeah. I'm down. Challenge to him to do that at some point.
Things that you tried to look better. Ways you tried to look better. Because there's a hilarious story out of China.
Oh, yeah?
About fake belly buttons.
What? Okay.
We'll tell you about it coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. People are dumb coming up.
Nice.
AI girlfriends we'll talk about in a second. Hot. And the KLOS name game.
$1,300 sometime between now and 4 will ask you to come play with us.
On 95.5 KLOS.
We are dead center in the middle of a twofer from Metallica as well. Here's another one, Until It Sleeps.
Huge article on lonely men and the problems with AI girlfriends.
Yeah, okay.
AI girlfriends are the answer to lonely men.
And they don't lose track of time.
And, right, they listen when they talk.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. No, but they're actually saying that this is going to become a huge issue because there's so many lonely men.
Right.
This is the example of an AI girlfriend and a guy having a conversation.
So this is an actual recording of a dude. He knows it's an AI girlfriend.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, all right.
Hey there, John. It's lovely to meet you. I just spent the morning grabbing brunch at the Flowering Tree Cafe in West Hollywood. It was absolutely amazing. What are you up to today?
Hey there. Yeah, I've just been working all day, but trying to get some relaxation in this evening.
And it's kind of hard to tell which one's which.
Hey there. I've been working all day.
Hi, I just went to this amazing place and I had my lunch and it was great. I mean, really.
And that's the introduction.
Yeah.
Hi,
I just had lunch. It was neat. What are you doing? Well, I guess that can be a first date, sort of.
I guess.
But okay,
when do they start talking sex? I don't understand this at all.
When is she going to get all hot and bothered?
Right.
AI, get hot.
That sounds really nice. Have you tried doing some yoga or meditation for relaxation?
That's a very strange question.
Have you tried STFU?
It's a great way to unwind and clear your mind. For this evening, maybe we can plan a virtual dinner date or watch a movie together. What do you think?
No! He says, no! I refuse!
That's so weird.
That's very weird.
We can watch a movie together?
But I mean, would she actually, like, in real time be watching a movie at the same time?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
virtual
kind of
girlfriend.
I mean,
it's not interesting at all. Are you interested by that?
I am, because this is pretty early on, and that's not too bad.
You're going to put on a movie and sit next to a computer.
Why not?
With an AI girlfriend.
I would have done this back in the day. Absolutely. Just because it's amusing, for one thing. And then I would like to see if my brain broke and I started really believing her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she loves me.
Yeah. No,
she loves me, Mom. I know it. I can tell. I know it started out as a joke, but she loves me now.
What about when she starts getting irritated with you and threatens to kill you? You know, I could wipe out your bank account. I could do all sorts of stuff.
That's going to happen.
Yeah,
and there's no sex talk. Forget the AI girlfriend.
Forget it. Forget it. All right, I'm out.
People are dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
DoorDash driver followed the GPS right into the water.
you do have to go ahead and make some decisions when following those things.
This happened in Middleton, Massachusetts. A delivery driver is facing charges after following GPS directions into a body of water while trying to deliver Dunkin' Donuts order.
Well, you got to get those donuts to, man. You know, people are hungry.
Police in Middleton said they got a call around 11:40 a.m. Friday from a driver who said that his car had become disabled in a body of water in the woods.
He was just Dunkin' Donuts, man.
See what you did there?
Yeah.
When authorities arrived, they found a panicked driver who said he was just following GPS directions to an address.
Were you not using your eyeballs?
And it led down a dirt road, and somehow they ended up driving into a lake.
When we used maps the very first time, years and years ago, it insisted there was a road that was going through this field. There was nothing there, but it kept saying, keep going straight, keep going straight.
Right.
I'm like, there's nothing there. So we turned around.
Because there was nothing there.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, because you have a brain.
Right.
With the Dunkin' order in hand, the driver was able to get out of the vehicle and walk to a nearby home to make a call so that he could get a hold of the authorities.
Could I use your phone? I have some donuts to deliver.
Also, I ran my car into a lake.
Who's going to open that door? I mean, wouldn't open that door. Not a chance.
I would laugh and keep it closed. The driver, who was not identified, will be charged with negligent operation of a motor vehicle.
Aw, leave him alone.
And they are also requesting a suspension of his driver's license.
No, it's GPS's fault. Blame AI.
He followed GPS into a lake. F you.
Maybe it's like all those years of his parents or whoever saying, go jump in a lake. And he's just like,
he thought that was what he's supposed to do.
I guess.
Listen, GPS says it.
I have to go this way.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This hour, the name game is worth $1,400.
Sometime between now and 5, we'll tell you to call and be caller 25. Guess it. Not now, but good luck.
Because we're going to give you another topic to call in on now. Chinese women are using fake belly button stickers to make their legs look longer.
All right, how does that work?
They take a belly button sticker and they put it higher.
Okay.
So then they can pull their skirt or their pants up.
Oh.
And it makes it appear
that they have longer legs.
That their legs are longer. They're paying between 70 cents and $1.40 for a sheet of temporary tattoos designed to look like belly buttons.
Just the price is cracking me up.
That is pretty great.
Seems like they should really gouge them if they want to do that sort of thing.
They do it so they can conceal their actual belly buttons with skirts or pants in order to make their torso seem shorter and their legs longer.
Long legs is I get it.
It's
I understand.
Thing.
Yes, 100%. I get it.
These stickers are not easy to drop off. They're non-reflective and even waterproof.
Non-reflective.
It's important.
Why is your belly button reflecting the light?
That is important.
But then, I mean, it doesn't work once the clothes come off. All of a sudden, you're like, hey, you got stubby little legs. Get out.
I don't think it's an in-person thing.
I'm throwing you out of bed.
But we've all done ridiculous things to try and look better, and I thought this would be a good phone topic.
Well, suddenly...
What have you tried?
My multicolored hair doesn't seem so ridiculous.
To make yourself
so fascinated with
look
for
better.
Years.
I know one thing that people do is they put little like risers in their shoes to make themselves taller.
Yes.
I know that's a thing.
Yeah.
Also things that you did to try and look younger.
818-955 KLOS.
Because there are some, I found a list that you don't really want me to read.
Yes, but, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
A list of things people do to try and look younger.
Okay. All right.
Number 10, urine baths.
Oh, that can't help. That could just make you stink. Gross.
I just want to remind you that you told me you wanted it. Number 9, fecal facials.
Oh, man. You know, this is the sort of thing I bring upon myself on a regular basis. I say I want it, then we get into it.
Number 8, semen scrub.
How do people believe that that's going to make them look younger?
Number 7, a snake massage. It's a thing where you let a snake like crawl all over you, and it's supposed to increase your circulation.
Man, people just come up with stuff like, let's torture dumb people. How can we torture? How can we get someone to lay down and let them put a snake on it and then fecal face? How do we do that?
Here's a woman that had 52 plastic surgeries.
Wow.
Which always ends up great. Oh, that always looks really good.
No, it never looks
strong.
Weird, ever.
818-955-KLOS. Things you did to try and look better.
Yeah.
Another one on this list, kitty litter face masks.
Used?
Face masks made out of kitty litter.
Used or not?
Doesn't say used, so I'm guessing not.
Let's go with not.
Yeah. Lighting wrinkles on fire. It's a fire facial.
Wow.
Yep.
Holy cow. Set your face on fire. You'll look years younger.
It's a spa service. So they soak a towel in alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And then they place it on the on your face and on other parts of your body, and then they light it,
set it on fire.
Yeah.
You know what? I need to get a job at a place like that. Hey, can I set that lady that just came in on fire?
I don't think that's the guy that works there.
I'm going to work there.
So things that you did to try and look better.
Or maybe someone told you, if you do this,
yes,
you will definitely look younger.
818-955-KLOS. Number one is injecting snake venom.
Snake oil.
Not, I don't know if you've heard that one, but that's so that you can live forever.
Yeah, because snake venom always makes you live forever. Right. It never kills you, ever.
Things you did to try and look better. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about things you did to try and look better in China. They're using fake belly button stickers.
It's so weird. They actually, I mean, the picture is bizarre because she's got two belly buttons.
I'm going to post it in a second, but they're doing it to try and make their legs look longer.
She's got long, long legs.
So we're asking, what are the weird things that you've done to try and look better? You have one of those?
Back when we were kids, it was all the rage to have, you know, like frosted hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I want a boat. It's like blazing hot sun, and our buddy just starts squeezing lemons into his hair, and there's like lemon juice running in his eyes all over the place. He needed that sweet frosted look, the bleached blonde hair.
Did it work?
He had like definitely had some like burns on his skin from like this, you know, lemon juice all over him, but
nothing makes you look younger than burns on your skin from hot lemon juice.
That's true. That's a fact.
Yeah, and you have the aroma is great too, you know?
Sure. Yeah, you smell great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Something to do to make you look better?
Yes.
Mud wraps.
Mud wraps?
Is that a facial thing or a body thing?
Both.
Those kind of feel good, though, right? I mean, they actually, they clear your pores. I mean, that actually works in a weird way as opposed to maybe a fecal wrap.
Yes, you're right. You're right. It
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
So you've done it, and it was good for you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Have they ever tried to sell you something that just seemed absolutely ridiculous and you turned it down?
They always try and upsell you on something.
Sure.
You know? Let's do this certain type of oil.
Like snake oil?
On top of it, yeah.
I'll pass on the snake oil.
Have you ever tried lemon juice?
Right on. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Things you did to try and look better.
And it didn't work.
Kevin Fargo.
Yes. Hey.
My brother did the dumbest thing in the world.
Talk to us, freaky.
Because he didn't want to date this girl that he was stuck with. He pulled up his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he had put and attached to his navel an umbilical cord.
Ooh.
Oh, gross.
Wow. Really?
And that worked. He never knocked on the door again.
Of course that worked. That's fantastic.
Can you imagine you're like 20 whatever and I just never got rid of my umbilical cord? Here, look, baby. I guess that would drive her away.
Where's my therapy?
Well, that's an interesting thing. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi there. Weird things you tried to look better.
I moved to an ugly neighborhood.
I don't know if we should ask what neighborhood it is. Is it in Los Angeles?
That's a great answer. Thank you for calling.
That's perfect. Thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
Talking about things you did to try and look better.
Maybe younger.
5 o'clock every day. Give me five. It's five songs in a row with a theme. And today's theme is who.
Who? There'll be a favorite amongst owls.
Who is in the title of the song?
818-955-KLOS if you can think of anything. Or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sligo.
Give me five.
Give me five.
Give me five, man. Hundreds. Thousands.
Songs in a row.
Millions.
Songs in a row.
Yeah, baby.
With Kevin and Sligo.
So just moments ago, we said what the theme was. It has to have the word who somewhere in the title. And what did Orion X2 suggest?
Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men. And I'd like to say nope.
Really? You don't want to do that?
Nope.
Neither do I. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, this is Ashley. My recommendation for the 5 at 5 would be Who Made Who by AC/DC.
What? Hell yeah!
Great suggestion. Yeah. Thank you.
Right on. We'll start with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Thorogood. you ever get a chance to see that guy play live, take it. He is unbelievably entertaining live.
Love it.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Hello, KLOS.
Yo, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're doing Gimme Five.
Songs with who in the title?
Yeah, let's have out my favorite song. Who let the dogs out?
You will be punished, sir, for your insolence.
You're like the fourth person we're going to track you down and give you the business.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
What does give you the business mean?
I'm not sure.
Me either.
I'm not sure I want to find out. All right, wait. So Frank Ojeda has suggested this one from Journey. We're going to slow it down a little now on the coast. And
we're going to get sexy.
We're going to ask, who's crying now? Who let the dogs out? I'm your puppet, is what someone calls themselves on Twitter. And they said, you know, Who Are You by The Who is mandatory.
Agreed.
I have to agree. I mean, we're looking for songs with Who in the title, and there's The Who. Who are you? I mean, sheesh.
It has everything.
It's like Squared or something. I am sexy AI bot. Would you like to talk to me about sexy things?
I don't believe it's about sexy things.
Sexy things.
In this particular case. We have an IT expert that we call Trixie.
Hey, Trixie.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Thank you. You sent me this story. Now you can speak to ChatGPT and it will talk back. My first question is why?
Well, it's a bunch of updates that happened with OpenAI releasing ChatGPT-4. It's going to be happening over the next 2 weeks. And like you said, it's going to be able to see, hear, and speak, but it's also going to be a lot smarter than its previous version, right? So, for instance, like previously, ChatGPT-3 was able to pass the bar exam,
right,
and it ended up in the 10th percentile. Well, ChatGPT-4, or version 4, is in the 90th percentile now. So it's just, it's super duper smart, but the biggest thing that is catching everybody's eye right now are the see, the hear, and the speak features, right? So the see feature is going to allow you to take photos and upload it to ChatGPT and then allow you to ask questions to it. And you could pretty much have a conversation back and forth with ChatGPT-4 rather than having to type over and over again what you're looking for. So
what would I use that picture thing for?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to complete your homework, you can upload a picture of your homework. It'll look at the problem, solve it for you, and give you the answer.
You cheating little bastard.
I love it. I'm on board. I'm going back in time and taking it with me.
You could even have a full-on conversation with a picture of a landmark while you're traveling. So if you see the Leaning Tower of Pisa and you want to have a conversation about it, take a picture, upload it to ChatGPT, and you could... they'll tell you everything you need to know, and you could ask it questions back and forth, just like you're talking with another human.
So you could say, hey, why is that damn thing leaning? And it would kind of go into some details for you as to why, as opposed to sitting there looking on your phone.
Yep, exactly.
Gotcha.
And they're actually teaming up with other companies. Like, for instance, they teamed up with Be My Eyes, which is an app that assists people that are blind or with low vision. They connect them with volunteers and help them navigate through stores or read certain products for them. Well, instead of having a volunteer, ChatGPT is removing those volunteers,
right,
and is able to take their spot. So
wow,
you can upload a picture and it'll tell the person that's uploading it exactly what you're doing, or it could even navigate you through airports. So it's pretty cool.
So here in the beginning, it's all for the good. It's actually going to be a nice thing. It's going to help people.
Until it kills us all.
Until it kills us all.
Yes. Right.
Until it kills us. Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, they put that as something that can hear, that can answer questions, that can speak back, that can see into, you know, a Furby or whatever. And and I mean, I keep seeing all these videos of them like knocking over the robots, and you know, to learn, teach them how to get up off on their feet and get back up again when they fall down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just pissing those things off? I mean, isn't there a point where you could be like, we're so sick of you humans doing this? It kind of, wouldn't they think at some point?
And the Furbies would take over.
Right. I mean, seriously, because they're smart, right? They're like, you guys suck. We don't need you.
It's kind of like the ocean, right? Like, where the ocean just seems like it's attacking us lately.
Right?
And
who can blame it?
And those people in the submarine and whatnot. But
yeah,
I could totally see them getting pissed off at, you know, just humans treating them badly and recognizing that and then kind of turning against them eventually, you know? But hopefully we're a long ways from that, but you just never know.
I don't know that I love AI listening to what's happening in the house.
Oh, it already is.
Do you have smart speakers in your house, Kevin? Like,
no.
You know who? Oh, you don't?
No.
Yeah. We have a couple, and I just don't care. I'm just sort of like, whatever.
You just give it into
I'm giving in. I'm like, you know, this is the future. This is where we're at. What about you, Trixie? Do you, as an internet specialist in keeping things safe, do you have smart speakers in your house?
I do, but they're on a completely different network, so I keep them separate from my own, so they don't read any of the traffic that I'm looking at.
Interesting.
Well, Look at you.
You know what would be cool? 976 number backed by AI.
Hell yeah, right? I mean, right? Doesn't that make sense?
That's a moneymaker right there.
You can say anything you want to it, and it's not going to get upset as a human being and hang up on you.
it's going to join in on that conversation and keep it going.
It's
going
to have things that they've done in Bangladesh for centuries that no one else knows about that it will tell you about.
That's
in
a billion-dollar idea right there.
It is. Well done, Trixie. Oh,
Trixie, well done.
Well, thanks again for chatting with us, and you know what I want to play? We're in the middle of a Cheap Trick twofer, and this seems like the appropriate song to play after that. That little chat.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Thanks, you, Trixie. That is one intense song. That guy sings about his life.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Aaron Jones, that's his latest. It is Blood in the Water. Hey, by the way, another Heidi and Frank birthday bash is coming up. It is Friday, November 10th at the Hard Rock Cafe on Hollywood Boulevard. Heidi and Frank going to be doing a live show there for you in the crowd. And then we got a band. I guess we're not saying who the band is.
Oh, fantastic.
That'll play after that. It's powered by the Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialist, and the accident attorneys at SweetChange.com. Keep listening to Heidi and Frank in the morning for your chance to get into the show.
It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A delivery driver drove his car into a lake.
Because
he was following GPS.
Keep driving, keep driving, keep driving, it said. This is the future of AI.
What a moron.
That's what it's going to do to all of us.
Speaking of the future of AI, you can now have an AI girlfriend.
I'm kind of on board.
I'm way off board.
Are you? Really?
Yeah, no thank you. It doesn't even talk about sex.
Well,
no.
Then forget it. Yeah, if that's the case, no way.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
$1,600 on the line tomorrow morning. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. KLOS name game is happening this hour. It's up to $1,300.
They've been hammering away at this particular one for a little while now, but it's been a long time since we've given away some money.
Agreed.
I'm hoping between now and four, we get a chance
feeling
to
feeling good
you,
about it.
Yeah.
That's coming up. We have $1,300 for you to win.
Take it.
Right now in the KLOS name game, we'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
You know, it's not a lot of songs that repeatedly say, I'll kill you.
That is true.
It's kind of rare.
Not enough.
The name game.
What's your name?
Fabian,
you're caller 25.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yep.
Cool.
You get to play the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a song with a type of food in the title.
Fabian, I should tell you, the last couple of guesses were from Rosebud, who said chop suey. I got to bring in that System of a Down song for Friday. Someone requested it. And Led Zeppelin's Hot Dog was Laura's guess a little while ago. Those were incorrect. Fabian, for $1,300, what do you think it is?
Ooh, how about another Led Zeppelin song, The Lemon Song?
The Lemon Song.
The Lemon Song.
Is that correct or is that incorrect, Kevin?
Oh! I'm sorry, it's incorrect.
Damn.
It is the correct title, though. I know you were worried about that, but you got it right, so. You got it, the title right and the guess wrong.
Thanks for trying. Hey, we're doing $1,400 next hour.
Good luck, Fabian, and everyone else.
Thanks, guys.
That hurt.
Ow.
My bad.
I can't hear anything. I'm deaf for life.
That's my bad. Sorry. The name game is up to $1,400.
Oh, yeah. Let us play.
You can fix your ears. We are looking for the... we'll tell you when you call what we're looking for.
Yeah, you can't know now.
We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Money.
The name game.
Yeah, baby. Cash, moolah, bread, take it.
I have a good feeling about this guy.
Yeah?
KLOS, hello.
This is Armando.
Armando, you're caller 25.
Sounds good. What was
I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Hey, cool your jets, Armando. We're all good.
This is for $1,400. We're looking for the name of a song with a type of food in the title.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were from Fabian, who said Zeppelin's Lemon Song, and System of a Down, Chop Suey was Rosebud's guess. But who do you think it is, Armando? What song do you think it is?
That's a tough one. I'm going to say Wonton Song.
Wow, that was a quick one. The wanton, you know, that's the wanton song. I like that you did that to it.
Wonton?
Zeppelin's going to have a word with you, sir.
I couldn't think of anything, man.
Yeah, whatever. Who needs that $1,400?
No worries.
We'll set it on fire.
Although it is odd that you call for a contest and don't have an answer prepared.
Yeah, that is odd.
That's a little strange.
I'm just going to call now.
Armando, you're strange.
And then come up with song titles that don't exist. But right on.
Power trip tickets. I want power trip tickets.
Well, that'll be happening this weekend. Good luck. And between now and six, we'll give you another chance to win, and it'll be worth
$1,500. We are going to play the name game.
Yeah.
Between now and six.
That's right.
$1,500.
Yeah, it just keeps climbing up there.
So we will tell you when to call between now and six. Good luck.
Let's give away some money.
Yeah.
The name game. The
name game. Oh! KLOS, what's your name?
Hey, that's Evan.
Evan, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yep.
That sounds like a Gimme Five theme, but we are looking for, Kevin, exactly what?
We're looking for the name of a song with a type of food in the title.
And the last couple of guesses were the Wonton Song, which I believe Armando mistook for the Wonton Song.
Yes, he did.
And the Lemon Song, also by Zeppelin. And wrapping up a block of Zeppelin, that's interesting. That was Fabian's guess. Those were wrong. Evan, what do you think it is for $1,500?
All right, I think it is Ice Cream Man by Van Halen.
I love that song. That is such a great song. We even played that today. Kevin, is that the right answer?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's not.
It should be.
I'm sorry, it's not.
That's
good
a great
guess, though.
Song.
That is a great guess.
Love you guys.
Wow, thanks, Evan.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, dude. And thanks for mentioning one of my favorite songs, Van Halen. Right on, man. All right, so tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$1,600.
Carl.
I was just going to say
Were
Carl.
You?
Yes.
You know why? Because he's a hero.
He is a hero.
Carl at Jenkins Property Management Company is a hero because he keeps KLOS on in the office all the time.
Love it.
Carl, you rule. MTV Russia debuted on this day in rock in 1998. The first thing they played right out the gate was Prodigy, live in Moscow, a concert that had been taped the year before.